Good morning, everybody. Rise and shine. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio. And it's Saturday morning, folks, and I am so happy to be here in the station this morning. This is Amy's Kids Show, and the rhinos are back. We are going to continue celebrating rhinos. I don't know if you heard them bumbling around the station here already. They're really trying not to bump into things. They're having a good time, though. They're really glad to be back. And I'm glad you're back on a Saturday morning. And first, let me tell you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys. Featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages, located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what Woodbury Mountain Toys says. And that's what the puppies say every Saturday here on Amy's Kids Show. So maybe you're listening on a Saturday because maybe you're listening live on the radio. Or maybe you are listening to the show on demand. You can always go to WGDR.org. And look up the last 2 weeks of shows, and you can play them on demand anytime you want. So it occurred to me that for some of you, this may not actually be Saturday, but in our imagination, it can be Saturday anytime we want it to be. And that's kind of how I like to roll. And that's why I've invited my special guest back to the station, the Rhinestone Rhino. He was here last week, and he had a lot of really interesting things to explain to us about his thick skin and how sensitive he is and how he likes to cope with his feelings by singing. Yes, he's a singer. And many of us are singers. Some of us like to sing in front of others. Some of us not so much, but a lot of us like to sing, let's be honest. And so we're going to be doing a lot of singing. We're still going to be celebrating, of course, singing and feelings and being sensitive and skin, which is what we started to celebrate last week. Or even the week before. So we're on a roll here celebrating skin. But if you think about it, skin is the biggest organ on the body. It covers our entire body, and it's the one we know the most, right? So because it's right there, and we can see it, and it's really so interesting. So we're going to keep learning about skin, but this week, we're going to learn about a special feature that our bodies build out of skin cells. And it's something that we have in common with rhinoceri. We're going to be celebrating horns and nails. What do horns and nails and skin and singing and rhinos all have in common? Well, we're going to have a crash of rhinos. Thanks for joining me. We'll find out.
Off my seat at Club Mud, Club Mud. My hippo routine is set as day and night go round. I eat 150 pounds of grass after the sun goes down. And when the sun comes up, it's time to soak my bod once again. And get back to my puddle, just to groove with my hip-hop friends. It's my vacation every day. And I bathe in club mud. It's really good for my skin. If you're near Africa, jump into club mud. Club mud. And after I'm caked with mud from head to toe, I'm the color of the puddle where my body went below. I get up and have more fun with my plaster drippy crust by wiggling, untwisting, and rolling in the dust. I get a vacation every day. I love to splash and play at Club Mud. Club Mud. I stay cool in the heat and keep the insects off my seat at Club Mud. Club Mud.
some of my hippo friends right now who know how to sing harmony. And we're all going to sing together, right, guys?
Yeah, right. Here we go.
Get a vacation every day. We love to splash and play in Club Mud. Club Mud.
We're a barber swap quartet.
We stay cool in the heat.
We keep the insects off our seats in Club Mud. Club Mud.
I call it Club Mud.
It's our vacation every day. We follow and we pay at Club Mud. Club Mud. Club Mud. Really good for our skins. If you're near Africa, jump in.
What's big and blue?
Sky is, sky is.
Tell me what's wet and wild.
Sea is, sea is.
Tell me what's fresh and cool.
Rain is, rain is.
Tell me what's lush and tall.
Woods is, woods is.
Are you ready for some fun? What's all rolled up into one?
Sky is, sea is, rain is, woods is.
Ready?
Yes.
Get set. Tell me what's frozen hard.
Ice is, ice is.
Tell me what's slipperish.
Fish is, fish is.
Tell me what's a feathered friend.
Bird is, bird is.
Tell me what's Jonah's tail.
Whale is, whale is.
Are you ready for some fun? Tell me what's all rolled into one.
Ice is, fish is, bird is, whale is.
Ready?
Yes.
Get set.
Guess.
Tell me what's hungry in spring.
Bear is, bear is.
Tell me what's wrinkly gray.
Elfin is, elfin is.
Tell me what's spotted and shy.
Cheetah, leopard.
Fawn is, fawn is.
Tell me what's funny and loud.
Hyena is, hyena is.
Are you ready for some fun? Tell me what's rolled into one.
Bear is, elfin is, fawn is, hyena is.
Ready? Get set.
Guess.
Tell me what's way too long.
Song is, song is, song is, yeah, but.
Tell me what's home sweet home.
Big breath, you'll need it.
Sky is, sea is, rain is, woods is, ice is, fish is, bird is, whale is, bear is, elephant is, fawn is, heen is, earth is.
Ha, we did it.
Tell me what's home sweet home.
Earth is.
You got it.
Now let's do the whole thing backwards.
No way.
Up, down, in, out, round and round too. And follow, follow the goose. Ree-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Ree-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Ree-ba-doo, ree-ba-doo. Ree-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Ba-doo-ba-doo. Ree-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo.
Eyes, you know that we can see. We see the birds in the sky, the beautiful trees. See all the fish in the sea, sea, sea.
So we might look different, but we are the same.
Come on,
we are the same. Yes, you know that we are the same.
Uh-huh.
Might look different, but we are the same.
Come on,
we are the same as can be.
One mouth,
so do
beautiful sounds. Each and everywhere I hear the dog.
Woof, woof. I hear the cat. Meow, meow.
I hear the frog.
Ribbit, ribbit.
I hear the bird. Chirr, chirr.
I hear the goose.
I hear the cow.
Woo. I hear the duck.
Quack, quack. I hear the cork. Beep, beep.
So,
might look different, but we are the same.
The same.
The same, you know that we are the same.
Yeah, yeah.
We might look different, but we are the same.
Come on,
we are the same as can be.
That's it. Re-ba-do, 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 ba-do, ba-do, re-ba-do, 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 ba-do.
That's right.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh,
uh-huh, ba-do, 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 re-ba-do, ba-do, 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 do, do.
Come on.
Stomp your feet.
That's right.
Wiggle your ears.
Like this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Like an elf.
Like this.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Snap your fingers.
Pop your cheek.
Oh, might look different, but we are the same.
That's right.
We are the same. Come on. You know that we are the same.
Mm-hmm.
We might look different, but we are the same.
That's right.
We are the same as can be.
I smell the
rose.
It smells beautiful. Mm. I smell
dirty socks. Wow. I smell the cake. Can I have some?
Mm. I smell popcorn. Mm. I smell the
smoke. I smell a skunk.
I smell the hot dog.
Hot dog.
I smell cow poop.
Yeah. Oh, might look different, but we are the same.
Come on.
We are the same.
That's
you know
right.
That we are the same.
Uh-huh.
We might look different, but we are the same. We are the same as can be, be, be.
Pass me my stick.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that's cool. Can I try?
Sure.
That's hard. That's cool. I want to try. Wow. How do you do that? Can you teach me that?
Sure.
Oh, awesome.
Same.
Charge of the rhino. where we bring out all our endangered animal friends that we've met here today on Planet Me to sing the last song.
Welcome back, folks. I hope you were enjoying charging around the kitchen or the living room or wherever you happen to be charging while that song was playing. We are celebrating rhinos again here on Amy's Kids Show. And we are celebrating things we have in common with rhinos. We have quite a bit in common, we're coming to find out. And we have our special guest back. The rhinestone rhinoceros is back. He wanted to come back and keep talking on the radio. Here, why don't you...
Let me get up there.
Yeah, why don't you... Here, let's pull the microphone over. Come on over.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me come back on the radio. You know, I did enjoy being on the radio last week, of course. That was a lot of fun, but I don't want people to get a misunderstanding because I'm pretty honest creature, and I like to be honest and upfront and clear up any misunderstandings right away. I want you to know that coming on the radio was not the main reason I stayed in Vermont this past week. I actually really stayed for the mud, and I want people to know that you have some of the most amazing mud I've ever seen, and I am a mud connoisseur. And certainly, I am thinking of inviting my friends the hippos, you know, like that mud, Club Mud song you played earlier. I really like that, because my hippo friends like mud too. That's one thing we definitely agree on. So I thought of inviting them along over here to Vermont, because not only do we agree about mud, we agree about singing and making music together. So maybe they'd like to come and we'll have a big party, because boy, this is some amazing mud, I have to say.
Well, yes, definitely. For folks out there listening, in case you don't know, it is mud season right now here in Vermont, the end of March. And I'm sure Vermonters are very aware of our amazing mud. I don't know if they appreciate it as much as the rhinos. But thank you. I'm so glad that you are so honest and upfront. But I am glad to have you back on the show because, you know, we are going to keep talking about things that we have in common.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I was really impressed last week to learn that even though, you know, humans have thin skin and we rhinos have thick skin, that we actually are both very sensitive creatures. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, last week we celebrated the skin and we learned about parts of the skin. The epidermis is the top layer. The dermis is underneath that. And then underneath that, there's subcutaneous fat. In case people forgot. So we learned those three layers of the skin. That was pretty exciting last week.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's just one of the things that we have in common. You know, that we're all sensitive creatures.
Well, yes. And today, actually, I gave the listeners a little hint about what we're going to celebrate next. Because today we're going to celebrate an amazing quality that both of our bodies have in common. Rhinos and humans have this amazing quality. See, our skin is incredibly sensitive, especially in certain parts. And in some of the parts where our skin is especially sensitive, our bodies have decided to grow a thick layer of skin, a hard layer of skin. And for us humans, that hard layer of skin is on our nails. Our fingernails and our toenails, they're actually there. And if you tap on your one fingernail with your other fingernail, you can kind of hear them tap. It's almost like tap dancing. That's hard. But they're actually skin cells that are made extra hard by a protein called keratin, which actually makes them extra hard.
Well, that's pretty cool that our bodies know how to protect themselves.
Well, yes, and you rhinos, the reason why you are such an amazing special guest to have here today, a beautiful, amazing example of how our bodies grow these protection layers, is rhinos have horns. And believe it or not, your horn is made out of the same material that my fingernails are made out of. And your horns are there to protect you.
Well, yeah, I mean, my face is pretty sensitive. I have to put it down on the ground and eat with it all the time, and I use my face and my nose to smell and figure things out, and so, yeah, I guess I need a little extra protection there on my face. It's a little bit sensitive.
Well, yes, and same with our fingers. You know, for humans, our fingers and toes, you know, are very sensitive. And we're going to learn about why they're so sensitive. And that fingernail actually helps to protect them. And we have a couple of parts of the fingernail we're going to learn a little bit about today. Let's see if you're interested in these new words. Well, they were new for me, some of them, and it's pretty cool. Our fingernails actually grow out of the root, which is actually underneath the skin at the base of our fingernail. And the cells get pushed up and out. And they actually come out past our cuticle. The cuticle is that little thin layer of skin that seals the space between your nail and your skin. And then my favorite new word is the lunula. The lunula. It sounds like moon, luna. So let's see if you can guess what part that is. And then there's the nail bed, but don't take a nap.
How do nails grow? A nail consists of many different parts. The visible part of the nail is called nail plate. Nail plate lies on the nail bed.
Can I sleep on that bed?
Oh, just listen. Oh. Matrix is the area where nail growth originates. It lies below the skin. Matrix has specialized cells which keep dividing and creating nail cells. The nail cells grow and produce a hard protein called keratin. Then, these keratin-filled cells are pushed forward as more new cells are formed behind them. Eventually, the keratin-filled cells die and flatten to form the nail plate. The hard keratin in these dead cells gives strength to the nail and makes it hard.
But what is the use of these nails?
Nails protect our fingertips. Moreover, by observing the condition of our nails, doctors can get clues about our overall health.
Well, that was a very quick overview of the nails. We're going to go a little deeper into that subject here. We have the Rhinestone Rhino here with us today, and we are celebrating the things that we humans have in common with rhinos. And it's pretty amazing. We have not only our sensitivity, but we also have some ways that we protect ourselves, like our nails. Super strong.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, nails being as strong as my horn? Wow, that makes you humans pretty fearsome creatures.
Well, yeah, well, I do know that you like to charge around with your horn, and that's one way that you protect yourself. I don't know if we use our nails as claws so much as maybe we used to, but we do use them for all kinds of useful things. Besides protection and keeping our sensitive nails covered, our sensitive fingers covered and protected, nails are also pretty good at scratching, right?
Oh, boy, I wish I could do that. I have to rub against trees to scratch.
Well, yeah, I bet it's pretty hard for rhinos to reach their back with their arms, but we humans are pretty lucky. We can reach parts of our back with our arms and do some scratching. We can also pick things up with our fingernails. They really help us if we're going to pick up, say, a pin off the floor or something very small, right? A lot of other animals can't do that because they don't have the movement in their fingers and their delicate fingernails like we do. Let's see, what else are fingernails good for? Scratching, protecting, picking things up. They also help increase our sensitivity, because they hold our finger in place. If you think about it, the fleshy part, the squishy part of our fingers, if you look at your fingers right now, listeners out there, if you're human and you can hold your finger up in front of your face and look at it a little closer, that fleshy part is actually attached through connective tissue right to your bone. There really are no other parts of your body that do that, where the flesh attaches right to the bone, and that holds it still a little bit, keeps it from flopping all around. And your nail helps to do that too. It holds the skin still, and that holds our nerves still, which means that we can feel, and we're way more sensitive with our fingers than other parts of our body. They're very, very useful, fingernails.
Well, yeah, and my horn is very useful, but you know what happens sometimes? is sometimes when I get upset, or I get nervous, or I don't know what's going on, or I can't see somebody's face, and I don't know if they're laughing at me or what they're doing, sometimes I like to charge with my horn, and then it gets all broken and splintered and dented, and it doesn't look so good anymore. Wow, Rhinestone Rhino. Do you know you just hit upon another subject that humans and rhinos have in common? Because while humans don't go around charging with our fingernails, thankfully, sometimes when humans are feeling those same feelings, right, stressed and worried, maybe even just bored, humans will do something very strange. Because we can bring our fingers all the way up to our faces, we sometimes bite our nails.
What? You bite your own nails?
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes it helps to trim them. We do want to keep our nails kind of short, not too short. We want them to come, you know, to the end of our finger. But we don't want them to go too far, because then they can get hooked on things and rip and get broken. And so usually we do trim them. So we might bite them for that, although we do have nail clippers that grown-ups can help us with because they're sharp, too. But sometimes people just chew on their nails just because they have nothing else to do. And sometimes they chew too much. And that can cause, oh, geez, a lot of suffering.
Oh, I don't like suffering. Oh, what can kids and people do if they're chewing on their nails?
Well, one good thing that can help people learn, you know, about how important our nails are, is to understand and appreciate, well, like I just said, how important our nails are. And if we understand how important they are, maybe we'll appreciate them. And so that's part of why we're celebrating nails today, because I have sometimes seen, you know, people's hands who have gotten in a really bad habit of chewing their nails, and their fingers can be all red, and sometimes they can even get a little infection around their fingers, and sometimes they bite them so low it just makes their fingers even more sensitive, because now they're not being protected the way that the nail, you know, is meant to protect them. So while chewing on nails a little bit can actually be good, it can bring germs into our body that helps our bodies get stronger, because the more we run into germs, the stronger our body can get. But we don't want to run into too many germs. Too many would not be a good thing. So there's a balance there. So we're going to get back together with our friends that we met last week, who introduced us to our skin, and they're going to explain a little bit about our nails and nail biting. Because if we bite our nails, they might be too short for doing all the useful things they do. Like, imagine trying to break open an orange peel without a nail, right? But if you have a nice, long, strong fingernail, you can actually reach right in that orange peel and peel it open, right? So that's one good reason to keep your nails long enough that they can be useful. So let's find out some more about our nails.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Nerve! Nerve! They're here!
Oh, Chloe! What a pleasant surprise to see you here!
The oranges in my garden are finally ripe! Oh, sunshine and goodness! I brought you one.
Those look glorious, but I couldn't.
All you have to do is peel it.
But I can't peel it.
Nerve, you've been biting your nails again.
I can't help it, Chloe, especially when I'm nervous, excited, or just bored.
It's okay. A lot of people bite their nails. A lot of nerves, too, I guess.
What should I do?
I wonder if you might stop biting your nails if you knew more about these useful little tools attached to the end of our fingers. I happen to know a lot about nails.
Teach it, Chloe.
Well, first we need a model. Nice model.
Yes, very nice. Must bite nails.
Nerve, control yourself. This is your chance to get to know your nails in a friendly, non-biting way.
Okay.
Now, let's meet the parts of the nail. The nail starts at the nail root, just like my orange tree grows out of a tree root.
No! What's that?
That's the cuticle. It's a bit of skin that protects the nail.
That sounds handy.
And fingery.
Yowza! Oh, what's that? It's beautiful.
That's the lunula. It gets its name from the Latin word for moon, luna. Isn't that cool, Nurb?
Whoops, how did that happen? Silly me. Anyways, ain't no thing. I can quit whenever I want. It's just such a nice nail.
Well, getting to know the nail clearly didn't work. Let's try something I like to call the Chloe scare tactic. Think of all the things you touch in a day. Dirt from the ground. Animals you pet. Your dirty gym socks. When you bite your nails, all those germs get into your mouth and can make you sick.
What? What else can happen?
When you bite your nails, you can get a hangnail or tear the skin.
Oh, no!
That's not all. You can also get a paronychia. Fancy word. That's another name for a painful and icky infection around one of your nails.
Fingernail, please forgive me. I'm so sorry I bit Nibbles and chewed on you. I'll never ever do it again. I'll do anything to win you back. Can you ever forgive me? Oh, thank you, thank you. I don't know why I did what I did. I love you.
Okay, Nurb. You have learned well. Ready for your test?
As ready as I'll ever be.
You did it, Nerd! How does victory taste?
Woohoo! Yes! Like sweet sunshine and goodness. And respect.
Welcome back, folks. What did you think of that? That lesson from Chloe about our nails. I'm really trying to remember just one special word that I really like, the lunula. The lunula, which is that arched, curved little spot. It looks like a half moon at the bottom of, at the base of your nail. I can see it better on my thumbs. Can you see it better on some of your fingers? It's a paler half moon. It's paler than the red above it. If you actually take your finger, take your thumb or your finger and squeeze it just gently, squeeze the nail with your other hand and then pull your hand away and you should be able to see the blood come back into the bed of your nail. See, you're looking right through your translucent nail. That means see-through. Your translucent or see-through nail, and what you're seeing underneath your nail is actually your skin. It's underneath your nail, and you're seeing the bed. That's the bed of your fingernail. And what you see there is it looks pink because that's the blood coming through the capillaries to keep all the cells in your fingers alive. And if we just gently squeeze that nail with our other fingers, you know, and pull it away real quick, you'll see that it looks pale. It looks a little whiter to start with, but then pretty quickly, whoosh, it gets pink again. And what makes it get pink again is that's the blood rushing back in because all of the cells in our body need blood to deliver. It's like a delivery truck that brings oxygen and food and water and all the things our cells need to be alive. And so our body really loves to have blood flowing everywhere, even to our fingertips. And that's how you can prove that the blood is flowing to your fingertips. Pretty cool. Well, we have a special guest here.
Yeah. Hey, I'm the Rhinestone Rhino.
And I came all the way here, not just for the mud, of course. Well, the mud, mostly, I'll be honest. But I just have a few minutes left here in the station, and I just have something to say.
Okay, I'm sorry to hog the microphone. Why don't you come on up here, Rhinestone Rhino? We've been very interested, we humans, in our fingers. And I know that you, rhinos, have horns that are made out of the same material as our fingernails.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have a lot more of it, of course, but it grows very similarly. And that's why our horns curve up and in one direction, because that's the direction that the cells are growing.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, one thing I want to make sure I tell all the listeners out there, especially the kids, right, is... you know, to take good care of their bodies and respect themselves, of course. And one way that I've learned how to take better care of my horn and not go crashing it into things all the time just because I'm upset is I've learned to always remember that I'm the Rhinestone Rhino and I'm an amazing creature. And sometimes people look at my skin and they say, those are warts all over your skin, and that's a wrinkly skin, and ugh, I don't like that. And that's what people say sometimes when they look at me, and I'm a very sensitive guy, and that really hurts my feelings, of course. It would happen to anybody. But one way that I keep from running into things and bashing my trunk all the time, bashing my horn when that happens, is I just remember who I am. Because if I know that these might look like warts on my back, but when I take a bath and I come out of that beautiful water, they actually look like rhinestones. They twinkle in the sun with oriental splendor, and they are actually very beautiful. And that's all I need to know. I need to know who I am. I just remember I'm a rhinestone rhino. And then I don't feel bothered by what all those other people are thinking and saying.
Well, thank you. He just sat back with a big satisfied smile on his face. He's feeling very satisfied.
Yes, I'm feeling very satisfied because I want all the children out there and all the people of all ages to just know how amazing they are and don't worry what other people say or think. You know, if they're going to pick on your warts or your wrinkly skin, well, it's just because they can't see the rhinestones, and that's their problem. Someday, hopefully, they'll learn to see the rhinestones, and then we can all enjoy all of the oriental splendor all around, and the way that the sun and the light twinkles off of everything. Boy, if we just woke up every day and appreciated all the beauty, I get so mad thinking about it. I better sing my song. I have to remember who I am. I'm the Rhinestone Rhino. Yes, I am. And once I remember that, it's like amazing magic. I don't care anymore what those people think.
That is just beautiful. Wow, I wish everybody in the world... everybody, all the creatures understood the power of that magic. In fact, I have a song about a lobster who learned that magic. I mean, how amazing, right? We've got a lobster who also has a hard shell. Boy, maybe we have a lot in common with lobsters. I'll have to think about that. So let's get back to some music, folks. We're going to dance around the studio, the rhino and me. We'll be very careful of the equipment, guys. Why don't you do some dancing, too? Thanks for joining me.
You've got to sing a happier song.
I don't know.
It's time to change that same old tune. You've got to move on.
Think so?
Pick yourself up, brush up your scales, get that old tired whale of a tail passing along.
Maybe.
Sing a new song. So come out. Shell and get into
to sing.
I've got to sing.
A happier song.
A happier dog.
It's time to change it, same old tune.
I gotta move on, yeah. Pick yourself up, brush off your scales, get that old tired whale of a tail tapping along. Sing a new song. Great, I'll get packed.
Don't be rude to a rhinoceros. Don't try pushing him aside. In the cafeteria, he will cause hysteria if his patience is tried. Give him silverware and napkins. Place them neatly on his tray. But don't be rude to a rhinoceros. Calmly step aside and let him have his way. When a rhinoceros is cross, you want to give him plenty of room. He's awfully big, you know, and has a monstrous horn. If you let him in the door, he is gonna rip the floor, and your mother's curtains will get torn. While he might seem awfully fascinating, it is wiser to avoid his company. For it's very hard to know when a rhino's gonna blow, and when he does, it's not a very good place to be. So don't be rude to a rhinoceros. Don't try pushing him aside. In the cafeteria, he will cause hysteria if his patience is tried. Give him silverware and napkins. Place them neatly on his tray. But don't be rude to a rhinoceros. Calmly step aside and let him have his way. Decides to take a nap, he's gonna sleep wherever he likes. It's all the same to him, he simply lays down flat. If it's in your flower bed where he lays his monstrous head, you will have some flowers going splat. You must whistle up a little folk song to persuade him to go back to the zoo. But be careful what you grab as you help him into a cab, for a rhinoceros, you know, is ticklish too. And don't be rude to a rhinoceros. Don't try pushing him aside. In the cafeteria, he will cause hysteria if his patience is tried. Give him silverware and napkins. Place them neatly on his tray. But don't be rude to a rhinoceros. Calmly step aside and let him have his way. Calmly step aside and let him have his way.
Futugazi have no fingers, but the AmaZulu people have lovely fingers. Each of the five have a special name according to what they do or look like. Learn the names. They can help you count.
These are the names of fingers. Sing them and learn. These are the names of fingers. Sing them and learn. These are the names of fingers.
The
fingers,
count them all.
These are the names of fingers, sing them and learn. These are the names of fingers,
friend of the wedding ring.
These are the names of fingers, sing them and learn. These are the names of fingers,
tallest of them all. The one who likes to point.
These are the names of fingers. Sing them and learn. These are the names of fingers.
The
sing them and learn. These are the names of fingers. Sing them and learn. These are the names of fingers.
One, ten, be seen.
Two, mutenyana.
Three,
komba bantu.
Four,
tupazana.
Welcome to the Sugar Bowl, that master of the melody, Mr. Buster Baxter.
Thank you, thank you. I can't snap my fingers. It can't be hard to do. Well, I can crack my knuckles. Mom says that's bad for you. I can break a pencil. It kinda has that sound. Snap my fingers like the other kids around. I practice every morning on the way to school, but finger snappers laugh at me. Someday I will be cool. I ate a fish called Snapper, but it didn't help. Snap anyway.
I mean, they're all wet and slippery, and who can even hear it underwater?
Here's how you do it, Buster. Watch. See? Use your thumb and middle finger.
I can.
It's easy. Show them, pal.
Even Arthur's dog snaps, and I can't. Well, let me tell you, folks.
Whistling.
Aw, man, I can't whistle.
Ah, that's another song. Save it for the next record.
Now I'm snapping. You heard of snapping turtles? I'm a snapping bunny. Woohoo!
I think you need to work on your rhythm.
I don't care. I'm snapping, baby. Take me out slowly, boys.
Put your
your finger on, put your finger on your knee. Put your finger on, put your finger on, put your finger on your knee. Turn around and clap, clap, turn around. Put your finger on, put your finger on, put your finger on your eye.
On your eye? That is really silly.
Put your finger on, put your finger on, put your finger on your eye. Turn around and clap. Put your finger on, put your finger on, put your finger on your tummy. Put your finger on, put your finger on, put your finger on your tummy. Turn around and clap, clap. Turn around and clap, clap. Turn around and clap, clap.
Welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying singing a song. Sing out loud, sing out strong. Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy, not sad. Sing a song, make it simple to last your whole life long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Just sing a song. Now, maybe some of you recognize that song there in the back that we played the last song. The Rhinestone Rhino and I were dancing and singing around the studio here. It turns out he knows that song too. That's one of his favorites. And so we were having a good time. So I hope that you have been learning to sing a song today. And to appreciate all the ways that our bodies and nature has of taking good care of us. We are actually very safe and very loved and very cared for by all of nature, which is all around us. And rhinos came to the station today, the Rhinestone Rhino, to teach us that. All we have to do is remember that we have rhinestones covering our entire body, especially when we get out of the bathtub or the shower. Or the pool, or the river, or the pond, right? When we're covered in water, you can see those rhinestones. Well, we can imagine that they're there all the time. And that's just one of the magical things about being on planet Earth. And another magical thing is the way that nature protects us with our nails. Our fingernails. We have been learning about fingernails, and of course our toenails are very similar. Although our toenails grow more slowly than our fingernails. But they both grow. And push out and keep growing. And so we have to keep trimming them and taking good care of them and keeping them clean, you know, cleaning out underneath them and making sure they're attached. Nice, that nail bed is where our fingernail attaches to our skin. And so it's a pretty cool space. And that strong nail built out of keratin proteins, it's like a horn on a rhinoceros's nose, right? It's strong. It's growing. And it's there for protection. And so we need to take care of it, too. And so if you feel the urge to bite your nails or charge at somebody with your horn, or if you're feeling too sensitive and maybe even too ticklish, like rhinos apparently are so sensitive that they're ticklish. Who would have known, right? So if you're just feeling too sensitive, make sure that you know how to sing your own song. Find your song. Or maybe it's your snap. Maybe you're not a singer. Maybe you'd rather snap your fingers. Maybe you'd rather play a horn instrument. But just remember that we can always replace those bad habits with good habits, right? Those bad habits like worrying about what people think and what people say. Hey, we can't do anything about that. And at the end of the day, if they don't see the rhinestones all over us, then that's their problem, right? Have a great day, guys. Enjoy every minute. You're the greatest. See you next week.